the extra that you get by going to higher magnetic field, in technical terms, is the signal-to-noise ratio. So if you're looking at an image at 3 Tesla, or let's start at our original field strength, which was 0.1 Tesla, you can get an image, but it takes a while to get. And when you do get it, if you want to get a reasonable signal-to-noise ratio in the image, you have to spend time getting the data. So that's the first thing. So as you raise the magnetic field, two things happen. First of all, you get a better signal-to-noise ratio, which makes the image clearer. But also, you can spend some of the gains in decreasing the capture time of the image. So instead of taking an hour to accumulate the data, you can get it in, say, 10 minutes. And as you go to higher field, you can get it in, say, 1 minute. Or, you know, as you go to higher fields, you can get a sensible signal-to-noise ratio maybe in 10 seconds. So that's, it's a matter of playing one thing against the other. So that's the first thing. And that, you know, is basically what is behind going to 7 Tesla. You can get, as they say, exquisite quality images. And I mean, here they're looking at the brain. They have a 7T system which is dedicated to looking at brain imaging and at some of the problems in functional magnetic resonance imaging. And the images are obtained reasonably rapidly. I think they are using fast imaging techniques to get the data.